Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Of color, or even a woman like Becky Hammond getting a shot. Where's that criticism? Because instead of going, you know, maybe Becky Hammond gets a look in Atlanta or that, it's Nate McMillan and Scott Brooks has another job and, you know, Billy Donovan's bounced around a little bit and it's kind of the Thibodeau has been in three or four different stops. So why don't you address that, Pop, as opposed to, you know, a team not even in your conference making a move where they need a jumpstart?
That I got came somebody out of on nowhere. The, yeah.
I got somebody on the text line saying, I'd love you, Steiny, but you'd never say that to Pop directly. Of course, I wouldn't say that to Pop directly, but I absolutely would ask him, Coach, why do you feel the need to weigh in on the Atlanta coaching situation where Lloyd Pierce got fired?
What if he says Pierce is my buddy?
Okay, but do you really know what's going on? Would you like if somebody commented about the front office situation in San Antonio from 2,000 miles away, especially during a sensitive time for an organization? Anyway, you're right. I wouldn't. No, I did that for radio, of course. But I would absolutely ask Greg Popovich that question. Like, why? Why can the coaches fraternity code never be broken? You want to talk about a code. Coaches have a code that is impenetrable. No coach says anything bad about another coach. And that's kind of what bothers me. Is it's like no coach deserves to get fired.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. I could have done a better job. I could have done a better job.
Give you an A minus. A plus.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Did you know Lloyd Pierce was from San Jose? I didn't know he was a Bay. He had Bay ties.
Yeah, I did. I actually did know that. I did know that. And here's the other thing.
Shout
did you see what
guy,
Lloyd?
Lee
I
Humber,
think I told yeah. you. Lloyd Pierce was quoted a week ago saying Travis Schlenk's going to fire me, and when he does, what am I going to say? The guy gave me my first opportunity. I'd never been a head coach before. He's given me the head job. Lloyd Pierce said Travis is damn near my best friend. I mean, yeah, you're right. He didn't have to say that, but he did for some reason. All right, there Dibs, we go.
And he'll get another chance. He'll get another shot. He was an assistant for a long time. Travis right. gave him a shot. Popovich didn't mention that. You know, he should have applauded the Atlanta organization for giving him a chance to be a head coach. He was never a head coach in college. He got a shot. So instead right. of, you know, tipping the cap to Travis for that, he takes a shot at Atlanta for getting rid of him.
And real quick, Stoney, I know we'll wrap this up, but when Pierce made those comments, I would have relieved him of his duties right then and there. I mean, you might as well just turn in your resignation. And I know he's playing the long game. First off, and I don't want to talk about him and your boy's relationship, Stoney. It ain't your best friend because you wouldn't have got fired. But why did he feel like he Dibs, can I make a parallel that he basically quit? He raised a white flag. Even if you felt that, you don't come out and say it before it happens, because now that maybe they were pondering the decision to fire you, and then they hear you whisper sweet nothings like it's no big deal. They're like, hey, he's already – you know, he's already processed the fire. I didn't like – there was some give up in that. Stoney, meet me halfway with that one.
I maybe 10%. Goo, how many times have you heard this? It's become like a staple, a truism. You're hired to get fired. I hear coaches sometimes on the day they get hired say, I know at some point I'm getting fired. We all get fired. So I didn't take that.
It's given up?
I thought it was more like it was almost it was the standard answer, going a little overboard is what I thought. But, I mean, all right, I'm done there.
This was before it was happening, Steiny. He had his own funeral before the death.
Matt, wouldn't you like to have that, to be able to speak at your own funeral, to be able to control the narrative? I would love that, Goo, to be able to, look, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I got about 34 hours left to live here. I'm going to give you 15 minutes, then you guys can handle the rest of this funeral on your own because I'm going to Vegas. Have a chance to voice it. Yeah, only five coaches in our league, guys, have more tenure than Steve Kerr, current tenure with their current team. So to your point, Steiny, about you get hired to get fired, that adage certainly applies. Do you know the five? There's four other than Pop. We know Popovich is the longest tenured coach in our league. Goo, who do you think are numbers 2, 3, 4, and 5 ahead of Steve Kerr?
Okay, I'm going to go. Wow. Come back to me, Dibs.
Steiny?
Spoelstra, Stevens, and somebody else. Spoelstra.
Yeah.
Carlisle.
Carlisle is...
Rick Carlisle, Dallas.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant Belinda Carlisle.
Of the Bengals.
Mad About You.
Oh, Go-Go's. Go-Go's.
Yeah.
Brad Stevens. Feel like he's been there for a while now.
Yeah. Yeah. Hired a year before Kerr.
And there's one more?
Spoelstra you got. Yep. Man.
One more.
It's the epitome of... man, that guy Terry still Stotts? Coaches there? Huh?
Terry Stotts?
Yeah.
Wow.
Correct, Terry Stotts.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
I did like Jock Purdy. I froze.
You back at it tomorrow.
Nice job, Goo.
Yeah, we'll be good tomorrow. But anyway, I just that one got me. That one got me. And as far as Lloyd Pierce goes, honestly, he's going to be able to do whatever he wants. He is sitting – like, if he wants to get out –
why do you say that, though,
because
Scotty?
Because, honestly, Lloyd Pierce – sports aside, Lloyd Pierce was an instrumental figure in what happened with voting in Georgia. He was, like, on the front lines of that and got a lot of credit for it. Lloyd Pierce – do not cry for Lloyd Pierce. He can do whatever he wants. He is highly respected as a basketball guy, and is more than that even. So, all right. I'll tell you the other thing before we get off here. Did any of you guys read the Kobe Bryant story about that private workout he had for the Lakers when he was 17 years old and at some gym in L.A.? Holy cow, it was fascinating. It was on ESPN. I would highly recommend it. Just some incredible, incredible nuggets there about Kobe Bryant and a 17-year-old Kobe Bryant and how even at that age, he was a freak show.
Man.
And I'm talking about physically and mentally. Do you hear? Apparently, they had Michael Cooper. Cooper was 40 years old at the time. So he'd been retired for a few years. But Jerry West called Michael Cooper in and said, you know what, can you work out this kid, Kobe Bryant. can you work him out? And Michael Cooper's like, sure. And Michael Cooper actually said, I'm going to show this kid. I'm going to show this 17-year-old. Kobe apparently, Dibs,
I still
took
got
him
it.
To school
wow.
as a 17-year-old.
And, you'd say, oh, if you would have caught Coop when he was 30, no chance he does that. And then Kobe turns out to be Kobe, and it's like, hey, Coop at 30, he might have had his hands full with a 17-year-old Kobe. And Coop could lock you down now.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Laker team,
man,
you know.
Man, 21.
When he would come in there, yeah, he's tough.
Real quick, Scotty, does it say where Jerry first laid eyes on Kobe?
That
when
was
he
it.
Said,
I mean, that's the first time he saw him in person play.
Okay. Wow.
I mean, there was film, there was tape of him, obviously, at Lower Merion, but how the hell do you judge a guy against high school kids? And so the other fascinating part of it, Raymond Ritter, the Warriors president of you know, PR director. He was working for the Lakers. He was in the gym that day, and he's quoted a lot in this story. And it just apparently they're walking out to the car, and it was four of them. It was Jerry West's son, Jerry West, Raymond Ritter, a couple other guys, and I guess Jerry West went up to Jerry Buss and said, after they drafted him at 13, he said, "We just drafted the best player in this draft, and it's not even close." He said to Jerry Buss, and Buss was like, "You sure?" He's like, "We got the best player in this draft, and it's not even close." Pretty amazing.
Wow. When you talk about West, guys, as an exec, does it start there with the draft of Kobe Bryant? Does it start right there? To me, it's almost like it has to, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think as a GM. But, you know, like he had his reputation.
Hubie Brown.
Yeah. You know, he had his reputation as a player, and then he goes into the front office and he starts dominating in the front office like he did as a player. Think about that. I mean, then he gets Shaq. He acquires Shaq, and then he puts the finishing touches on, I'll be the final call to Kevin Durant before he makes his decision to come to the Warriors. Don't forget about that.
And the dissenting voice in the Kevin Love trade that never was.
Right.
He reportedly was threatening instant retirement if the trade is made. So the logo is going to walk out the door. That carries a lot of weight in the room, Steiny.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you what else is, to me, one of his most under-the-radar moves was hiring Hubie Brown in Memphis, and they ended up winning 50 games.
Right.
Oh, man, wow. Jerry West is a piece of work. If you want, I had lunch with Jerry West and Raymond Ritter once. The guy's unbelievably fascinating. All right, on the other side, you know what time it is. It is time for Guru's Lock of the Day. Guru's Lock of the Day. And we're also getting closer to having fans back in stadiums and arena. We'll talk about it all on the other side on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Let me fix a mistake. 206 drilling me, and rightfully so. The Lakers did not draft Kobe Bryant. He's correct. They had a deal worked out with Charlotte at 13 for Vlade Divac. That's where Kobe had to fall to, and he did. I never mind being corrected about that. So the actual quote was Jerry West telling Jerry Buss, we just got the best player in the draft, not we just drafted the best player in the draft. So thank you to the 206. Thank you very much. Well, it's become, I don't know what it's become, a phenomenon, Dibs?
It's become must-listen radio. It's become the biggest thing since sliced bread. And sliced bread, imagine if you had to slice your own bread each and every time you want to make. I made a nut butter sandwich during the last break. Didn't have to slice my own bread, Steiny. So it's the best thing since sliced bread. It's my favorite part, not only of the show, but of my sad, pathetic day. It's time, Steiny. It's time. For Lock of the Day.
It's time for Guru's Lock of the Day.
Luck be a lady tonight.
Guru's Lock of the Day is brought to you by BetQL. Get more information before you place your bets. Check out BetQL.com. It's an awesome website that uses data and simulations to help you be a better bettor. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com and use promo code BAY for 20% off your next subscription at BetQL.com. We'll remind you, Guru had the under in Hawks Heat, 222 points. Here's how that game went.
Trey, a little bit of space, drains it from the wing.
All he needs, where they took the double team off, and Trey said, "Hey, I'm going to make you pay for that."
Our final period. Here's Trey, launching, hitting. Trey Young dialing in from long distance once again. Trey with a crossover. Drills another one. Trey Young with three threes in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, Trey Young could have hit 10 threes in the fourth quarter, and it wouldn't have been enough. The total was 222, 94-80. Atlanta romps in Miami.
Wow.
174 on the total, way under. Guru's a big winner. He's at 12-3-1 now. And Guru, I've got a headband on. I'm sweating. You're hot.
He's hot.
Yeah. That one felt good, fellas, because I turned it on and I was like, oh, my goodness. We got action here. And again, it was the firing of Pierce. You knew you were going to get a Atlanta Hawks team that was focused in that game. I didn't even sweat, guys. I didn't even sweat that one.
Can I ask you a question, Goo? But you got to answer the question honestly. When did you light the victory cigar?
After the second quarter, at half. Late second.
Hey, Goo, you know me. Yeah. I'm a little conservative. I don't like when you do that, but I would have been with you last night. That was Lock Central. Congratulations.
Man, it's hot. The jello was jiggling. The butter was getting hard. 12-3-1. My butt hurts because I'm on the edge of my seat right now, Goo.
Well, yeah. Tonight we go for the Dan Marino, the 13th win, and Kyle, the pick is in. Hey, guys, I got to tell you, they're giving away money in the NBA tonight. And forget Seattle. Something is fishy with this line. And it's the Dallas Mavericks at home hosting the OKC Thunder. They're 2-8 in their last 10. No injuries for Dallas except Willie Cauley-Stein. It's -4.5. I am hammering the Mavericks, who are playing great basketball, 6-4 in their last 10. I don't know why the line is only -4.5. Mavericks hosting the Thunder. Gilkes Alexander, he's balling, but he's not enough. Whatever you got, people, go take the Mavs. And if I lose and it blows up in my face, I won't even be mad. I need to know, I did all my due diligence, why this line is so low. Dallas is balling. They just kicked Orlando's ass.
Well, actually, they didn't even cover in that game.
Well, it was a push. They were up 18 with 2:52 left. They handled their business, not our business. But this is this seems easy.
Where's
Knock
the game?
Knock on wood. At Dallas.
OKC plays hard. I'll give them that. I know they beat Atlanta recently. I don't know if that was their last game. But
Hard and well are different, though, Steiner. You can play hard and still stink.
This is every time you've made a pick this week, I thought to myself, God, that makes sense. I can see it. I totally can. I mean, Kyle?
The Thunder haven't played since Saturday, where they got thumped 26. By the Nuggets by 30 points. But I typically have a amount that I roll that I'm riding the Goo with. I'm doubling that tonight because I like this line so much.
Yeah. Wow.
Now, let's get the Dan Marino deal. 13.
I love it. I mean, I've been mostly on the sidelines on the Goo train, but I just went, call me Amtrak, Goo, because all aboard.
Beep, beep.
Now, I'm usually the guy that pulls this practical joke. I'm not going to do it today, but I am telling the truth. The text line's saying no Luka tonight.
No,
that's got to be a joke, right?
That's a joke. Uh-oh.
That's got to be so. Yeah, I mean. Yeah.
I got it right here, unless something just happened in the last
before I click submit, if we can get somebody to look into that. Yeah.
No, I got it right here. They're talking about how well he's balling, unless something just happened catastrophic.
Yeah, I think somebody's pulling.
No, it's this according to, and tell me if this is credible, ESPN.com.
What we got?
From Tim McMahon, Luka Doncic downgraded to doubtful with low back tightness. Unfortunately,
are you serious?
I'm dead serious. Tim McMahon, well, 11:08 this morning. Sure would have been nice if our staff was on it for us, but
the guy who's making the bet.
We're learning the picks with you, man.
Wow,
I got it right here. It says nothing about Luka being doubtful, but you know what? I already made the pick. I got to stick with it.
I love it. Ride or die with the pick.
Well, that would be a terrible. You know what? Believe it or not, Goo, I almost think you should be allowed to. Make another pick.
I can't.
If you didn't. No? No, Kyle? No.
Absolutely not.
We played the jingle.
Luka Doncic, Mavericks set to welcome rested Thunder. Luka in a zone, and now we get that from oh, my goodness.
Well, Guru goes to the beard scratch. The always worrying beard scratch. Yeah, well, it's only 4.5. If you can't beat OKC without Luka at home by 5, then damn it, you don't deserve to be thoughts and prayers to Dallas. little back tightness.
Well, I got to give credit to
bro.
707.
He's not Luka Doncic, folks.
Yo, Guru, Luka's out tonight.
He's averaging 31.7 points, 8 assists, and 7 rebounds.
Chich.
Over the first 22 games, Doncic was shooting 46%, what? And I'm like, oh, this is easy.
What's Tim Hardaway Jr. shooting?
Oh, man. Right.
Man.
What's a G-Bo, by the way?
G-Bo.
Somebody says, are you kidding me? I've already put a G-Bo on it.
Oh, that would be $1,000.
A rack. Yeah.
I call that a whole rack. Week.
Yeah, I call that.
For some of us, it's a whole 2 weeks and up in 2 days, payday.
Oh, man.
Which, wow. Yeah. Well,
may hold some people after this one. Whoa.
Yeah.
What happened?
We might have our final lock of the day today.
Yes. It was a good bit for 3 weeks. It was a good run while it lasted. Low back tightness, Guru. Lower back tightness as of 11:08. Tim McMahon, ESPN.
S-O-F-T.
Well, I'm doing the show, so I do the pick in the morning. So 11:08, I wasn't looking to redo the pick. So that just, like a pimple, just popped up.
Right.
Yeah.
God.
Oh, man.
Got to deal with it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I certainly I don't have a lock of the day.
This is a heat check right here, right, guys?
Yes. Now it is. Okay. Now it is. Yes. Absolutely. If you want a backup bet that I can't guarantee one iota, I'm jumping on the Warriors. What's the line of that Warriors game?
It's 2.5. With no Oubre.
1.5.
Oh, 1.5. With no possible Oubre. That don't scare you, Steiny.
Portland favored, right?
No,
Warriors
are.
Who?
Yeah,
Warriors are favored in Portland. Oh, check.
Yeah,
that. Never mind.
It's already.
Yeah, and you know, Steiny, I threw out my stat earlier that Portland is 7-5 in the last 12 against Golden State. The Warriors have only won 1 of 6,
man,
in the Emerald City. So, is that Seattle?
Huh.
Portland. Is Portland the Emerald City or is it
Portland? That's a good question.
I think
that's
I had
a
that,
good
right?
question.
I locked up on it. But, yeah, just one win over the last 4 years on the road at Portland. I was actually in the midst of a little two-team parlay, Dallas to Portland, when fortunately you looked at the text line, Steining, so I pulled the plug on that. But I like Portland tonight, unfortunately, without Oubre, possibly, with the wrist.
That's scary.
And, you know, it's just something about Golden State going up to Portland. It's never been a favorable of
especially
late. It's been bad news.
Seattle is the Emerald City.
Yeah.
But also,
thank you.
What's Portland?
Yeah.
Portland is the city of roses.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
What about Eugene?
That.
Did you say something about Eugene, Oregon?
Yeah, if you Google the Emerald City, it's Seattle, but then
you gotta Google
Eugene, Oregon is also referred to as the Emerald City. That region is known as the Emerald Empire.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
And real quick, Steiny,
like
to the 510.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
To the 510. Okay, Guru, you had 2 hours. I'm doing a show. So for the people I'm dedicated to the show. I made the and did my due diligence before we got on. So
wow,
for the ones out there on how I didn't miss anything. It just happened. Like a pimple, it popped up after I made my my pick. I'm mad.
No apologies needed, Goo. You're 12-3 and
want to get away.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't.
Right,
no.
Also works.
Bad drop usage. Yeah.
No, he does want to get away right now. He wants to get away from his pick.
Well, a little bit, but now I'm thinking heat check. Go ahead, Steiny. I'm just letting the people know I took care of them, but doing a show, I'm at work. I'm not doing the gambling. I don't let that interfere with the show.
Right, and making picks, it's just like the NBA. It's a make or miss league. They might come out and play great without Luka if Luka doesn't play. Dallas moves by 11. You're going to come here and you won't be apologizing for it. You'd be like, see, I love the Mavericks' depth. I told you about their second team.
Yeah.
Hardaway Jr., Kyle. Yeah.
I am feeling great about the Warriors tonight. I'm dead serious.
Why?
But I think they're better than Portland.
But Green has a gimpy ankle.
No, he doesn't. He does not. He's fine, and Oubre will play. Right. I'll throw this out to the listener at 888-957-9570. Who's got a better supporting cast right now, Curry or Damian Lillard? I think it's Curry. I like their starting. Like I think, let's say that, and I always do this, and people get tired of it. Curry and Lillard are the two best players on the court. Who's the third best? Because I'll tell you who I think it is.
I think it's Oubre.
I think it's Draymond Green.
Okay, I forgot.
And I think Draymond Green has a history of just playing well against Portland. But Dibs, I gotta acknowledge, I didn't know the numbers were that bad from the last six up in Portland.
Man. Yeah, haven't been great. And a few of those have been those pre-All-Star break, almost throwaway games where, Warriors are heading for a one seed anyway. It didn't really, really matter. But the one intangible about this matchup tonight that scares me is just Dame versus Oakland. And I know they're not in Oakland anymore, but he always seems to get up and play well against the Warriors.
Yeah, and, you know, that's one of those other things that when a player knows the game's on in his hometown, it matters. I mean, it matters. Damian Lillard knows this game's going to be on in Oakland. Although, don't forget, Steph Curry scored 62 last game against Portland, right? That was a game that he laid 62 on.
Didn't they split the baseball series, as Fitz says? They split
Warriors last year lost in overtime at Portland, and they lost in regulation by 10. The previous year, they split in Portland. The previous year, 2017-2018, they lost twice in Portland. So 1-5 in their last six in the trip to the Rose City.
Stoddy, you got me thinking real quick here. When would you draft a Blazer? Okay, you said Draymond. After Curry and Dame are awash, you got Draymond. I'd go Oubre and Wiggins. I love Trent Jr. I love Jones. I mean, when would you draft a Blazer? So my point is, it is the Warriors.
You know who's the first Blazer I might pick? Goo.
Mello?
Carmelo Anthony, even though he's coming off the bench. Wow. I mean, Gary Trent Jr. can be good.
I like
young.
Him. Yeah,
Cantor's slower than I am. I mean, he is unbelievably robotic. But we'll see. We'll see. I like where the Warriors are. I think they know they got to win tonight with Phoenix coming up on a back to back, and then the start of the second half, which is brutal. Somebody brought this up to me during the Laker game. Did you notice who played some center last night for the LA Lakers? An old friend, as we like to say. Damian Jones.
Wow. What'd you think of him? He was rim running. I was talking to Colin Spadoni and Bonte about it. I mean, hey, it was a good sight to see all former Warriors still playing, but he still got that size, man.
Is it an indictment of the Warriors if a player does nothing for you and then goes out, finds himself, improves, and becomes a player? I think this is always a sticky one for me because I was one of the first ones to look at the Warriors organization and say, they haven't done a great job of developing young players. And I had this before any of these Twitter wannabes and all the basketball fans with one hand down the front side of their drawstring. I was there first with this take. Now, this case in particular, to me, doesn't really fall under the umbrella because he was a non-factor for the Warriors. He showed no interest in getting better. He walked out of Summer League when we were there a few years ago. He just up and didn't play. So it's always a tough one for me, Steiny, on where you put blame or where you give credit when it takes a guy 5 years to get his career going.
Yeah. Goo, were you going to add something there?
I was real quick to Dibs. What about Boucher? And he was a Warrior. What about Kendrick Nunn? He was a Warrior. What if those guys were on this team now coming off the bench? We got to strengthen numbers. Do I blame Jones and thinks he was a bust in Golden State and he started a finals game? No, but it was their prerogative, Bobby Brown. But I do think there's something here with the foresight, Steiny, to be like, those two guys I just mentioned, Nunn and Boucher, they're contributing to their teams, man. And you just wonder, damn, they could be Warriors.
Okay.
They were Warriors.
Let's take them. They were, but they were never under contract with the Warriors. They had the opportunity because Nunn was playing for their summer league team. Let's not forget, it's not just the Warriors with Damian Jones. It was also the Hawks. And he played in Phoenix for a little bit, Damian Jones, and never really caught on. I Damian Jones playing in an emergency role for the Los Angeles Lakers because Anthony Davis is hurt. I'm not ready to say that Damian Jones was a mistake. Until Damian Jones
is he intriguing, Steiny?
No, not to me.
With that body?
Okay. No, he doesn't have good hands. To me, he's just a guy, Damian Jones. Now the other guy, Nunn and Boucher.
Ooh man, talk.
I mean, I don't like. I don't know what. Like honestly, Goo, I don't know what to tell you there, because they had both those guys, a few years back, and they're still really young players. I can't say I saw Nunn play games for him in the summer. I can't say, Boucher was on the roster, I think, a whole year one year, but he was hurt. Remember, he had suffered a significant injury. I'm not there yet. And here's, is it fair to say to develop Draymond Green? Or, I mean? I don't know, what's the difference between making a bad draft choice, Dibs, and not being able to develop somebody? Like Jacob Evans, was he a bad pick, or couldn't they develop him? It may have just been they picked a guy who wasn't good enough. I don't know.
Right. The jury is still somewhat out as he plies his trade in the G League, and his story is not yet written. His race is not yet run. But that's fascinating for me, too, on the Jordan Poole front, because you see what he's able to do in college, and sometimes it just doesn't translate into our league. And no matter what a player does, he may not be able to get good enough to compete. And, a guy like Andrew Wiggins is a good example where he's picked number one overall, and he's a good player. He's a nice player, but he probably will never fulfill that high draft pick, no matter what the coaching is and no matter what the situation is. He's just not that player. So it's always a tough one for me. But if you start to see a number of players, now you've got a pattern. If it's, if Patrick McCaw would have gone out and done big things. I mean, Quinn Cook, you had him as a younger player, and he hasn't done much. And so, Guru, we can pick and pop positives and also minuses on players who were young in their career, the Warriors, quote, gave up on and went elsewhere. They're probably running 50-50, right in the middle of the pack.
Okay. And I'll say this, Donnie, about Boucher. And I watched the Raptors, gambling. Dude, he can not only shoot the three, he can block shots, he can rebound, he can move. And where I'm going is, if this is fair or not fair, imagine him being your starting center and you having last year's pick and you bring Ball with the center that you already in our league can do the things we envision Wiseman doing. That's how heavy and blown away I am that they kind of let him go. And Dibs, it's kind of the fun thing in sports when you look at Jacob Evans, the fact that he's not latched on to a team, other than the G League, it's looking bleak for him. Like he's not the one that got away. But I'm sorry, this Nunn and Boucher, I just can't get over. Like, again, Steiny, what if they were coming off this Warrior bench? Then what are we? Man, this team's got action, right now.
How old do you think Boucher is?
I want to say about 27, 26.
No, 24?
He's 28.
Man. Oh,
really? Boucher is 20. I know. I just looked him up and was like, goodness gracious.
What?
I didn't know that either. So I guess when he graduated from Oregon finished Oregon, and I think he got hurt for a year or two.
Anyway,
he's averaging 13. Dibs. Right. It was a serious one. He's averaging 13 a game right now with 6.5 assists.
If I can just close the book on Boucher, Steiny, I don't know if he becomes the player he has if he stays here, because he wouldn't have the minutes and the opportunity. That's also part of it. How much can you develop a guy when you're in a championship window when it's, Steph, Clay, Dre, KD, and then you got whoever center, then you got Livingston and Iguodala and David West, and you have all these other pieces. It's like you're the ninth man or the tenth man. How do you get better?
And Bell and Evans, they just didn't have the goods, right? Obviously, because they haven't done it
Jordan
anywhere.
Bell.
Yeah, and Evans.
Never forget about Jordan Bell.
Give it to us.
And a Kendall for the coach. Not only because he gave candles to his coach.
That was great.
And he ran some weak sophomoric prank, but also because the Goo wants a piece of him. Goo, let's go.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
One on one. Bell v. Goo. Goo v. Bell.
Disgrace at Chase 2 would never happen.
Hey, by the way, we passed the 1-year anniversary of the disgrace at Chase. Did we spend enough time on that?
I thought
Brain Dance!
Plenty of time on it. Cash me out one time.
Oh,
yeah, the next big anniversary, and I want to figure out how we can commemorate it. You don't want to celebrate it, but commemorate it is the quarantine anniversary. We're coming up on 1 year pandemicized. We've been broadcasting from home from March 12th, guys. It's going to be a year from Friday. A week from Friday, it will have been a year since we've been in this pandemic. Can you believe it?
That's great.
Go ahead, Stoddy, because I was about to say, I feel better than I ever did about what's going on with the pandemic and the numbers and the vaccine. No, I am. I think that's the point. Stoddy, you don't think we're moving in the right? They're talking about fall. The stadiums may be packed. Texas is just, I'm not saying it's right. They're going back to old pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
I'm feeling better. That's all.
Listen, I do not. We call it in our family, I don't want to yuck your yum. Okay.
Wow.
You know what, Goo? I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I'm just so sick of it. I can't even tell you. It's been a year. The whole pandemic, just life. Sameness. Every day's the same. Every stinking day's the same. And you know what? And forget me. Forget me. It's not about me. I look at my daughter, my wonderful daughter. It's her birthday today. Oh, what a hell of a year she's had, huh?
Mary Come Paige?
My oldest.
Oh, okay.
My oldest.
Happy birthday.
What a lousy year she's had. I think, believe it or not, sometimes I know I got a tough exterior, Dibs, but sometimes I do think of the kids, and I'm just sick of it, man.
The hell with the kids?
It's a weird thing, Goo. It's like, you're right. It's kind of coming in the right direction. Yeah, I'm sick of it. Wake me when it's over. Wake me when it's all over.
Well, we're starting to shake you because we're getting closer, Goo. I mean, you got the vaccine rollout. I'm looking forward to my second shot on Tuesday, and I'll be fully vaccinated, which is hashtag possible sick day coming Wednesday with the side effects. May have to play that one up a little bit in case your boy's going a little
stretch. What do you call that? Stretch. Stretch something.
If you take it in the middle of the week, it's not a stretch at all. It's it's a flagrant flu is what that would be. But I think, Steiny, we're getting closer, and you're starting to see reports that the Niners, we talked to Al Guido yesterday, they're exploring a return to having fans. And I know that Joe Lacob and the Warriors are looking at when they might be able to have fans. Baseball season starts in a month. So as much as I'm with you, this whole thing is old. And I'm not saying we celebrate in a week, a year working from home. But there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
You see, like Alabama's planning on having, 90,000 at one of their games. You think we're going to be ready by then?
No, and they're not ready now. And this mask mandate being lifted is downright criminal. But that's hashtag Texas. Right. That's what they do. And that's why I don't live in Texas, and nor will I ever live in Texas. And none of my exes, by the way, live in Texas, for those curious on the text line, on the Texas line.
Nice.
But in California, we're going to take things much more prudently. And because of that, when they say it's okay to go to a Giants game, for example, for me, outdoor sporting event, socially distant, that's going to be my first immersion. And you know what? Maybe I'll break the seal and go down to Avaya and catch a socially distant Quakes game as my first return to sports spectator participation.
What have you two missed the most during the, if I can ask you that, or is that too personal? I just miss the interaction with people. I miss the interaction with people. Personal. So walking down that hall at Intercom to say hello to any and everybody that you took for granted, that's what I miss.
I miss walking into a seedy, if not completely run-down watering hole, and walking up to a most likely shabby bar stool and sitting down, looking to my left and seeing haggard patrons, looking to my right, seeing some of the run-down greatness that is the Bay Area, looking up and catching eyes with a bartender or bartendress ordering up a cocktail, watching somebody go over to the jukebox and put a buck in and hoping for the best, hoping that they play something halfway decent, watching a little golf channel on the corner TV, maybe taking a little soccer on the side. That's what I miss, Goo, the sports bar.
I love it.
I mean, I'm like Dickinson right now. Frankly, I'm sick of it. I'm just sick of it. And what's the thing I'm going to do? I don't know what I'm going to do. Maybe I won't even go out.
I respect that.
Thanks, JD. I can't. Like, you guys have asked me, what's the first thing? I don't know. I sure as hell don't know right now when I'm going to go to a game.
But mentally, you'll be freed, Steiny. You can do whatever you want. You know what I'm saying? Right now, you can't. And I don't want to sound like Debbie Downer. You just hit the nail on the head for me. Every day's the same. The weekends have lost luster. Everything's the damn same. But again, Dibs, and I'm headed, me and Pops, to rest, to lay my uncle down in Texas. Right. And they lift it. I'm going to have my mask on. I'll probably get poked or pushed. Hey, what are you doing? It's over. No, it ain't. Well, I'm from Cali.
Yeah, Goo, and our thoughts are with you, because I know you shared that last week about your uncle, and it's terrible. And you've been through it this year, and it's and I know, having talked to you, that you're going to do this, but cherish the time with your dad, even though you're going there to do a terrible thing. It's like this time you have with your father, and we make fun of Steiny and his dad all the time just because his dad is so gruff. And but it's, you know, he's got his dad. I don't have my dad. My dad's been gone now darn near 5 years, and it's, you know, Dwayne Dibley, as much as you like, sometimes it's like, Steiny, oh, my dad's calling me. Right. It's like, you know, your dad's a treat, and Guru, your dad's a treasure. Just enjoy this time, and I know you will, but we'll be thinking of you when you're gone.
Right on.
Yeah, and, you know, Dibs, I'll never forget that. I think you were there a couple months ago when we were social distancing in a friend's backyard.
Oh, yeah.
Myself and
I'm listening.
The big fella.
A couple of Dibs and the big fella, and the phone rings, and it's dad, and I'm like, oh, God, I'm not getting this. I mean, of course, everybody's like, get that phone right now.
Yeah. Put him on speaker.
Of course, I got it. Put him on speakerphone, and I'm glad I did. And he goes,
there you go, man.
Here's one of Pops' big ones. Well, what are you guys doing? What are you doing there? You know, dad was just sitting around talking. He's like, oh, you're banging beers, aren't you? You guys banging beers? I'm like,
I love it.
Yeah. Hey, you know, Dad, we might have a couple of beers, but anyway.
And Dana's like, where you at, Pops? Fly out. We need
when are you
you.
Coming
Come
out?
On. Yeah.
When are you coming out? Matt says it's going to be soon. Matt's been talking about how he wants you out here. Oh, boy. You know the one player we forgot on Portland? Robert Covington. Forgot about him, Goo.
Now,
and he's playing well. I've said that twice this week. Yeah, forget about him.
He's always going to play defense, which is nice. I don't know if I want to go here, but there's a lot of some questions on the text line.
Luka.
Luka. Closer to home. Yeah, people just checking in on how you get this vaccine. If you're not as old as me, let's say.
Yeah.
I love the young
people. It's all on the up and up. By the way,
it's completely on the up and up. Yeah. It's about being opportunistic, because especially in the early days, a month ago, of the vaccination sensation, many sites are throwing their extra shots away. There's reports of that are widespread. So if you are in a position where you're present when one of these locations is throwing shots away, they would rather give you a vaccine than throw it in the garbage. So for those people questioning my jumping the line or my morality, it was more of a complete scoop and score. I happened to be near a location where the vaccine was being distributed and had the wherewithal to inquire. I mean, you remember those days, Guru, where you actually would talk to people face to face and ask questions such as, hey, you guys wouldn't have any extras, would you? At which point they say, you know what? We happen to have one extra right this way. So your boy got a little scoop and score.
Yeah, closed mouth doesn't get fed. And
Thank you.
My brother-in-law, Willie, which you guys met, I call him Obama. He's a big wig. I'll leave the hospital nameless. But he had an opportunity for those same shots, and I got scared, Steiny. My appointment was Friday. I didn't go, Dib, so I commend you. A bunch of my friends, brother and dad, that have got their first shot, second shot. And if it comes around again, I'll definitely take care of business. But I froze, and I didn't go
Friday.
No, it's
okay.
Now I'm like, damn, I'm going to Texas.
You know, the more people who get it, the better we all will be. So as opposed to it getting thrown away. If the shot is able to go to somebody who actually will take it, and that was me in this case, and it's happened to many people, by the way, across this great nation of ours as the vaccine slowly gets rolled out. So if you're interested in getting anything, the more active you are in pursuing it, the better chance you have of getting it done.
Yeah, Goo, you missed. God, you used to do this all the time, Goo, and now you don't. You're not doing it so much, and I just keep waiting for it because it always makes me laugh. Is when you say something like, "You know, my brother. You know, he's a bigwig at a hospital. I don't want to name community general in Union City. You know, like
yeah, I love that guy. Yeah.
And he, you know what? Here's a New York Times. If you want to talk about, well, no, this pertains. New York Times on Sunday, they have a column called "The Ethicist." And it's about, they ask an ethical question, and you know, there's a right and a wrong, or they, and one was, if you're not eligible, let's say you're not 65, but you have an opportunity to get the vaccine, should you get the vaccine? And the answer is, yeah, you should, because you're not just helping yourself by getting the vaccine.
There you go.
So, you know, assuming you're not taking somebody's vaccine,
right,
then
right.
get the vaccine.
Let's say they have a place where they're giving out 500 vaccines and they have 500 appointments. Well, what happens if 490 people show up for those 500 appointments? What happens to the other 10 vaccines? Now, once you take one vial out of the fridge, I believe there are 6 shots in each vial. So if you end up with an odd number, those vaccines either go to someone or they go in the garbage. They don't go back in the fridge. So at that point, I was able to come up on a scoop and score. But to your point about the ethics, Steiny, you're right. The more of us that get it, the faster we all get to return to normalcy.
No doubt.
Goo, you're here tomorrow, though, right, Goo?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to make sure. A couple other little odds and ends. Oh, God, I forgot to ask. This Evel Knievel thing back in 1972, I was hoping to throw it out, see if anybody in our listening audience was there. I'd love, like, those are the kind of stories I love.
He had
go
guts,
ahead, go
man.
Ahead, Spadoni. Go ahead, do it to me. Do it to me. Give it to me.
I love the young people. I don't love the young
that's
people.
That's 4 crides. Kyle the, and I both you. Got 4.
You got 3
I'll
minutes.
Work hard on that one.
If you were at Evel Knievel jumping over 15 cars at the Cow Palace in 72, would love to hear from you.
I remember his later work, like the Snake River, of course. We all remember in that little rocket, the rocket vehicle. That was closer to 1980, probably toward the end of his run. And, you know, there's a couple of Vegas ones over a multitude of buses. But I don't remember.
Yeah,
the Cow
that white
one.
Jumpsuit, Dibs, and Steiny. You know, that was his outfit.
Yeah, it used to be fun. Those were must see TV.
Why'd he do it though? Yeah, what was he thinking?
Yeah, some people like to live on the edge, dude. Just like kind of you on the lock of the day. I mean, you're living on the edge. One piece of news: 49er news. Center Weston Richburg looks like he's. What, maybe has played his last football game. What was it, Kyle? Serious. Give me the details, but he's just about done with the 49ers, it looks like.
Yeah, he was probably done even before the hip surgery that was reported this morning. He played through knee injuries and a quad injury in 2018. He tore his patellar tendon late in 2019. He had a setback in the recovery from that injury. And didn't play at all last season, and now the hip surgery. It's hard to imagine he plays for the 49ers and maybe plays for anyone ever again.
Yeah. For Evel Knievel, that's a whole week. You know, those injuries.
It's a big difference, bro.
By the way, LeBron James is not playing tonight against the Sacramento Kings.
They'll still beat the Kings.
He's missing. Yeah, but he is. He's still going to the All-Star game. Still going to the All-Star game, but he's not playing. Not playing tonight. How much time we got here, fellas? A minute. Okay. All right. It's a what-if Wednesday for Damon Ratto and Kolsky. The boys are previewing the Warriors-Blazers, and they're also going to talk about NBA officiating, just like we did. There's a lot going on with NBA officials, and here's the guest list so far. So far, Chris Rose. Chris Rose is at 3 o'clock with the boys. Howard Beck now of Sports Illustrated will be with Damon Ratto and Kolsky at 4:30. They will take you to 5:30 when they will bring on JD and Covey for the Warriors pregame. Tip-off, Warriors at Portland tonight, 7 p.m. We'll see you tomorrow, and thanks for listening, everybody.